Celebrating 40 years. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back to SUNY Delhi, everybody. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Feels like we should have just maybe got the sleeping bags out and stayed here last night. But here we are, the girls last night, the boys tonight for the Section 4 SD boys basketball semifinals. Our first game tonight will be 7-seed Skenevis against 3-seed Edmonton. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Coach, good to be back again. Let's give a little brief summary of your thoughts heading into this one before we take a break.
Yeah, it should be an exciting couple of games tonight. Here for the boys' action tonight. I had two good girls' games last night, so excited to see the Cinderella of maybe the Class C Section 4, the Skenevis Dragons, the 7 seed, facing off against the number 3 seed, Edmonton. And then you have the matchup that everybody's been talking about or hoping we'd get with number 1, South Courtright,
yes,
and number 4, Moore. So should be two exciting games. Looking forward to it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you set for Skenevis and Edmonton on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Welcome, everybody, as well on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU, and it's our Butler Auto pregame show here. Coach, the Cinderella story, as we said, the 7-seed Skenevis Dragons upsetting number 2-seed Milford to get here. Edmonton has been a perennial power all year. What do you expect? I mean, you are a Tri-Valley expert. This should be a fun matchup. I'm interested to see how it all shakes out tonight.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, especially because I feel like Skenevis is coming into the game with nothing to lose. I don't think anybody expected him to be here. Maybe the guys on the team and the coaches. But other than that, I mean, everything they get from here on out is a plus. You look at their roster, they don't have a senior on the roster. So very similar to their girls squad last night, who really almost has everybody back. So I think they're going to go out there and just give it their best shot. That would be my message in the locker room, is we got nothing to lose here.
Yeah, nothing to lose.
Nope.
You pull off a huge upset against the 2-seed to get here. And this is a team that has been pesky all year, I've noticed. Got to see them early in the year with some of the tournaments that I go around and watch. And they just always seem to be in every game. I mean, I know you have a fuller look at the stats here, but only a few times I can remember this season where it was like, oh, you know, a tough night for Skenevis. They're a team that has some guards, they have some size, and they can give people trouble.
Well, the thing that impressed me when I was going through the stats for their season was they played at Edmonton on January 11th and only lost 65-57. And for those of you that have never coached in the Tri-Valley, especially boys basketball, to go into Edmonton and to just be close is almost a win. It's probably the most difficult gym to play in our league. And if you're not mentally prepared and mentally tough when you enter that gym, you're probably going to come out with a loss, and it's probably going to be by double figures. So for them to stay, and it sounds like it was a good game, 65-57. So I don't think Skenevis is going to be intimidated. And now we have on a bigger court, so we'll see what we got.
I'm interested, and, you know, we talked about this last night. I look at the second game tonight, and the South Korea boys are used to playing on this floor. They play their league championship here. They've played here year after year. These two teams have not been here before. I was listening to some of the guys as they walked in, the first time they've ever been in this building. Does that, I think a lot of people don't put much stock into this, but do you think it plays a factor, shooting the ball, the length of the court, all of those silly things that I think about?
You know, the first time I took the GMU boys to a game, we played up at Oneonta State. And afterwards, some people made some comments to me that they felt like there were a couple kids on our team, even though we've never played there, that would be okay. And they felt that they'd be okay because they played in gyms that size and an atmosphere similar to that on the AAU circuit. So I think some of them, maybe this is their first time in this building, but if some of them have played AAU basketball or gone around to some of the different showcases and things that are held at college facilities, I don't know if it'll make a difference. It might. You never know. It's kind of a wait and see.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that shakes out throughout the night. Just because I do feel like from time to time over the years, whether games at SUNY Oneonta or here, we've seen some teams, especially in the arena too, we've seen teams go cold. Have you ever seen that, especially at the arena?
Yes.
I hope I didn't bring up a bad memory.
You did, but that's okay. It's hard not to bring up bad memories when you're a coach. But it's also good when you bring up good memories. But I think this is a little bit different atmosphere because the background is not as far away. At the arena, those baskets are just like out there, seem like they're in the middle of nowhere and there's nothing behind them. So I think we'll get a good performance by both teams here, and hopefully we get a good game.
Three Tri-Valley teams have made it to the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals, one from the Delaware League. South Courtright is the defending champions. I know a lot of people are talking about that 7:45 tip later tonight. We'll have both games for you here, but our first game will be Edmonton and Skenevis. All right, we're going to take a break. Just as a reminder, the Class C bracket tonight, the Delhi boys are playing. They are at number two, they are playing at TC3 against one seed Candor. We'll have some updates for you there. You can also listen to that game on ESPN Ithaca if you'd like. The Oneonta boys are the three seed in Class B. They're playing at two seed Lansing. That is on the NFHS network if you want to watch that tonight. So, all right, we are going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Greg is going to bring you the starting lineups here for 7-seed Skanivas and 3-seed Edmonton.
All right, first for the Skanivas Dragons, coached by Hunter Grace. Sophomore number 1, Alan Osborne. Sophomore number 10, Tim Green. Sophomore number 14, Ethan Reed. Junior number 22, Cody Peter. And junior number 23, Jackson Green. The starting lineup for the Edmonton Panthers and head coach Darren Belton. Freshman number 14, Brayman Clark. Junior number 22, Gavin McEnroe. Senior number 24, Gunnar Solig. Senior number 30, Isaac Richards. And senior number 33, Preston Graham.
Coach, I'm excited to watch this one. I've seen Edmonton quite a bit this year. A team that, boy, they just come at you. And I know that's Darren Belden's style, but just pressure, running up and down the floor. They seem to just throw an endless supply of guards at you, and they also have good size. They're a tough team.
Yeah, I don't know if that's Coach Belden's style or if that's just the Edmonton Panthers style. Ever since I've been around this area and I've seen Edmonton play, especially the boys, they're just right in your kitchen, right in your grill, ready to, and if you're not ready for that intensity and that physicality, the game's usually over. So for Skanivas to have a chance tonight, they got to be ready to face that physicality and that pressure defense. And, Edmonton's going to play hard for the final buzzer.
Edmonton is in the home white uniforms as the home team here. The home white uniforms with the black and the orange trims as Panthers in black lettering across the front of the uniform. Skanivas is in the royal blue with the white and the gold trim. So Skanivas in gold lettering across the front of the chest there. Skanivas wins the opening tip. And they'll go right to left on your radio dial to start things off here from SUNY Delhi. We're glad to have you along. Dragons with the ball. They go high post, kicking it down low. Left low block, and then it's intercepted, taken away by Brayman Clark. And Clark will walk it up the floor left side and look to set it up here. And an early foul on Alan Osborne. We're trying to reach in. Just 30 seconds in, we're scoreless.
A little bit too aggressive defense there. Clark had just come across half court, and Skanivas was applying the pressure and just made a little body contact.
Early foul on Alan Osborne, his first, team's first, and Edmonton will have it into the right corner. Here's Richards for three, and that's good. Isaac Richards to start things off with a bang for Edmonton. And they have a 3-0 lead with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Dragons try to bring it down the floor through the hands of Jackson Reed and out of bounds. He's been having a real nice season here for the Dragons. So here is Gavin McEnroe, and little three-quarter court pressure coming from Skanivas. Edmondson's able to break it and get across midcourt. Gavin McEnroe again as Edmondson goes left to right. They go to Richards on the right side to the high post for Scholick. Back out, Richards dials up another three. This one a little too much on it and off the back of the rim. Back down the floor, and Skanivas tried to get ahead, and there is that kind of just all-over pressure from Edmondson as they steal it right back. but then taken back again by the Dragons. It's a game of hot potato right now. Ethan Reed down the floor tosses it up, and that won't go. Rebound for Edmonton, and they'll pump the brakes here.
Canemus in a half-court 2-3 zone.
This will be McEnroe across midcourt, finding Richards. Edmonton with an early 3-0 lead. The Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals here tonight at SUNY Delhi. The championship is on Saturday, right back here again at SUNY Delhi. Right side, Richards, another three, splash for Isaac Richards. 2-for-3 from downtown in the early going for Isaac.
And that one he missed looked good until the last moment.
Skenevis trying to answer and find their first points. Here's Osborne, little pump fake, hanging in the lane, shot won't go, rebound, scooped up by the Dragon. Up and under, we got a foul as Tim Green was doing work on the low block. I also know that you know as a Tri-Valley guy, you talked about Edmonton and going there and how tough it is. I've always thought that Skenevis guys have absolutely no quit in them. You know very well from your time with the Dragons, and I fully expect them to not back down tonight.
No, they're not gonna just roll over and say, "Oh, you won." They're gonna play hard till the final buzzer. At the start here, it seems like Edmonton is a little more settled, a little more patient. Seems like Skenevis is a little more excited and, you know, kind of just adjusting to the atmosphere and the GM a little bit.
Second shot coming here is also off the mark for Green, so he goes 0 out of 2. And Edmonton with a 6-0 lead will bring it back down the floor with 5:50 to go in this first frame. Panthers have it. McEnroe at the top of the arc will feed one for Richards, who's got the hot hand in the early going. Leaving one back out for Preston Graham. Zips one far side for Scholik. Back to the right side for Richards in the corner. Fadeaway jumper popped in and out, and then a rebound for Skenevis. Here they come. 5.5 to go in the first. Here's Osborne across midcourt. Skenevis again in the royal blue with the white and gold trim. Edmonton in the white with the orange and black. Dragons go far side. Skipping it across the defense, and Osborne in the corner stepped out of bounds. Too bad because he made that corner three, but he stepped out. With 5:18 to go in the first quarter, Edmonton leads 6-0.
And again, you wonder if he's getting his spacing on the lines like he was at the college line, whereas normally he might have been at the high school line. That might have caused him to step out there in the corners.
And now a steal by Skenevis. That pressure at midcourt pays off this time. Osborne left side couldn't hold on to it. Ball's going to squirt out of bounds. It will stay with Skenevis as both teams were scrapping for it there. Dragons will inbound the basketball again, going right to left with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Left side now for Skenevis. Ethan Reed directing traffic. They go for Cody Keeter on the right side. Dragons being patient, 15 on the shot clock. They go high post for Reed. Back to the near side, a little give and go right back to Reed. Dribble drive, and Edmonton's been doing a real good job of not losing him on D. Ball is tipped at the high post, and Edmonton comes away with it. And a long pass ahead for McEnroe. Sprints through the defense and takes it in. Boy, just a little too strong off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Skenevis. That's what McEnroe does so well. So fast in the open court.
Yeah, very athletic move there. Everything but the finish.
4:20 to go, first quarter. Edmonton boys leading 6-0. Of course, we got South Courtright and Morris boys at 7:45. So we got a doubleheader here tonight. Turnaround shot for Skenevis. Won't go for Jackson Reed. And a rebound for Edmonton. Again, they lead 6-0. Cross midcourt for Gavin McEnroe. Edmonton back to Richards, right side three. Boy, that just hit off the right side of the rim and wouldn't go down. Rebound for Osborne. Cross midcourt. Osborne with the bounce pass. He'll get it in the right corner. Osborne splits the double team, gets it back to Reed in the paint, tries to feed one down low. We got a foul as they were able to zip it through the defense there for Tim Green. He got hacked on the arm. With 3:40 to go, first quarter, a 6-0 lead here for the Edmonton boys on top of Skenevis. We'll get you some Delhi updates, some Oneonta updates throughout tonight's game. Delhi in the C bracket out of TC3, and Oneonta is on the road at Lansing, who is the 2 seed. Oneonta is the 3.
And that foul there was a second foul for Gunnar Scholik for the Panthers, so he had to go to the bench.
Skenevis looking to get it in. They've got some fresh substitutes in. Ball is on the floor. Scooped up by Clark, and we got a jump ball. Both teams are fighting for it there. The arrow's going to give it back to the Panthers. Skenevis bringing some real size off the bench here. Ryan Spranger's into the game. with 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Panthers will walk it up the floor here with McEnroe. And to the far side now for Braymond Clark. Clark across midcourt will slow it down. High post, Preston Graham finds McEnroe, and he takes it in. Too strong again. Clark is there for the second try. Also off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Skenevis. They just couldn't finish. Reed trying to go coast to coast inside, and he fouls. So 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Reed shaking his head. He wants that layup back, but he'll head to the charity stripe here. Timeout's going to be taken by Edmiston. The boys lead 6-0 here. Edmiston boys on top of Skenevis with 3:13 to go first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Jackson Reed goes 1 out of 2 at the line. And on the second miss, we have a jump ball on the rebound. And so Skenevis will have it on the baseline to the left of the hoop with Ryan Spranger. So it's 6-1. Edmiston boys on top of Skenevis with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. A shot here for the Dragons won't go. Blocked by Preston Graham. And an outlet pass to McEnroe. Down the left side of the floor, into the corner. Now back out for Braymond Clark, but a good steal here by Allen Osborne. Osborne in transition, wants to take it to the hoop and score. Good job there by Allen Osborne, the steal and the finish.
Yeah, very athletic finish.
2:40 to go, first quarter, 6-3 our score. Edmiston boys on top, Skenevis clawing their way back in. A pull-up jumper for Isaac Richards, won't go, rebound Skenevis. Otikis with the rebound there on the far side with 2:25 to go first quarter. Lucian Kortikas in the game now for the Dragons to the high post. Here's Kortikas with a pass down low, and they just can't finish. Rolled off the front of the rim there for Jackson Reed, and so far he has just had a lot of those type of shots.
That was a really nice pass, though, from Kortikas.
He's had a very good season. The big man off the bench for the Dragons. Now a pull-up jumper in the paint. The bank is open for Preston Graham. And Edmiston leads 8-3 with a 1:55 to go first quarter. Skenevis has it taken away, but they stole it right back to the right side of the floor. Pass inside and a foul as Reed tried to go for the low block. Reed missed some games in the middle of the season with an injury, but he has come back and has really put up some good numbers in recent contests, but he's one of their leading scorers.
Yeah, he's had a couple of nice moves, and he's had a couple that are just fun out there. So Skenevis has done a good job of weathering that storm of the two quick threes by Richards for Edmiston.
Skenevis gets it in. They find Kortikas, and he scores. Kortikas puts it in. He was key in that win over Milford. Talking to some of the Milford faithful, they said we just had no answer for him on the inside. And now a traveling violation on Edmiston is going to give it back to Skenevis. The Cinderella 7th seed is hanging around here in the early going. With 1:34 to go in this first frame, 8-5 Edmiston boys on top. Seems like Skenevis has settled in now, Coach.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. They're being patient on offense, getting the ball into that high post area.
Has it taken away. Reed, just with the happy hands, lost it. And Edmiston back down the floor with McEnroe to the right side to Isaac Richards. They'll keep it on the right side as they go left to right. They go high post. Back to Preston Graham. Fall away jumper. No. Rebound McEnroe. He can't hit. And he's going to go to the line. And, boy, he's upset that he hasn't been able to finish a few of these layups. But he'll have a chance with the charity strike. Back in Rose had two really good takes to the hoop that wouldn't go. Then he missed that little chippy. Maybe just overthinking it a little bit.
I also think he's a little excited, you know? The sectional semifinal, college court.
And the first shot is up and good for Gavin McEnroe. I also think, you know, they were the one seed in the Tri-Valley playoffs, got upset by Morris, who was the fourth seed. And I think this has kind of been a little bit of a revenge tour for them, as they would love to get to the sectional finals. And the second shot is good for McEnroe. And Edmonton now leads 10-5 as we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Knievis across midcourt, hanging in the air. We got a foul on Edmonton, as Ethan Reed was a little bit out of control there, but he did get nailed as he tried to put that shot up.
Yeah, I think the foul there kind of bailed out Knievis. He was out of control. I don't know if he would have been able to make that shot, but there was contact, so officials sent him to the line.
So Ethan Reed will settle in, and his first shot is up and good at the line. Makes it 10-6 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Knievis hanging tough here as the seventh seed in the sectional semifinals. And the second shot bangs off the side of the rim, won't go. Rebound for Edmonton. McEnroe, right side, has it knocked away there by Reed, and he had to get around the official as well to steal that ball. Reed finds Osborne, a college three, left side. Bodies flying everywhere as two Edmonton players tried to block it, ended up colliding with one another. Seems like everybody's okay, though, and the Panthers back down the floor. Wow. Panthers fire up a three, and that's good on the left side. As Gavin Zinger, I believe that was. Yes, the three for the freshman, the J.B. call-up, and he hits it. And a timeout taken by Knievis with 33 seconds to go first quarter. 13-6, Edmonton boys on top on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Got a Class C update for you here as end of the first quarter in the Class C game. Kander boys leading Delhi 14-11. So that's 4-seed Delhi against 1-seed Kander out at TC3 tonight. 25 seconds to go here, first quarter. Knievis with the ball, trailing 13-6 in the D semifinals. Pull-up jumper for Reed. That rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound here for Edmonton. Zinger down the right side of the floor. Finds Preston Graham coming up on 10 seconds to go. McEnroe slows it down. Finds Zinger. High post. Good pass for Graham. Little up and under is blocked by Knievis with 4 seconds left. Here's Osborne. He's going to have time to get a shot off. Tries to take it to the rim. Lost the ball out of bounds, and that'll do it. Kind of a broken play that came up with nothing. 13-6, Edmonton boys on top of Knievis. End of the first quarter on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Isaac Richards for three to start the second quarter right away for Edmonton, and now they lead 16-6, and then Skenevis throws it away. Ethan Reed tried to loft it to the high post, or to the low post, I should say, and nobody was home. And that's three threes for 9 points for Isaac Richards.
And I think you could go out there and put a basketball down, and that's about the sign, the spot where he's hit all three. I mean, it seems to be almost the exact spot.
The Oneonta boys, there's a Class B update, are tied 16-16 against Lansing at the end of the first quarter in that Class B game. So that looks like that's off to a fast-paced start there. Now a steal by Skenevis. Here's Alan Osborne taking it in, and he scores.
Nice steal, and even better play to tip it out to himself and then go get it.
Very athletic guard here, just a sophomore, Alan Osborne. Makes it 16-8. Here's Preston Graham trying to take it to the rim for Edmonton. It rolled off the front. Rebound Skenevis. Here's Osborne at midcourt. Gets tripped up. Manages to get it off to Reed just in time. Reed to the interior. Dribbled it off his leg. Bodies flying. And out of bounds it goes. And I don't know what it is about an Edmonton game, Coach, but the bodies are always on the floor. And it's always an entertaining game for sure.
Yeah, they play hard. I mean, they're going to leave it all out there. That's what I said at the beginning. If you're not ready to match that intensity level, the game's over.
6:50 to go in the second quarter. Edmonton, boys leading 16-8 here over Skenevis. The three versus the seven. Here is McEnroe. Takes it inside. What a quick first step for Gavin McEnroe, and he finishes. Makes it 18-8 now with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Skenevis with the home run pass ahead for Reed. Now to Green. Pull up at the right elbow. Missed it. Out of bounds. Going back to Edmonton. Feels like the momentum has gone back to the Panthers here.
Yeah, I think that three-pointer at the beginning of the quarter really helped Edmonton kind of regain that momentum, but Skenevis is certainly capable of getting it back.
And this will be Edmonton back down the floor again with Gavin Zinger. He had that big three towards the end of the first quarter. Wants another one here, and it hits it. Gavin Zinger. And a timeout taken by Skenevis. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. The JV call-up with 2 3-pointers so far. And Edmonton leads 21-8 over Skenevis on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, the end of the first quarter there between Oneonta and Lansing, 16-16. That Oneonta team, definitely fun to watch and would be great to see them down at the arena on Sunday if you're a local fan. But back here, a foul as Alan Osborne takes it to the hoop for Skenevis. He's fouled with 6:06 to go in the second quarter. And Edmonton on top, 21-8. Coach, we talked about during our Butler Auto pregame show, how would teams shoot in here? Well, so far, Edmonton seems right at home.
Yeah, well, they have 5-3.
Yeah, 2 by Zinger and 3 by Richards. And Osborne gets the first one to go. So Osborne with a team-high 5 points for Skenevis.
That certainly has helped them get out to this 21-9 early lead here.
Second shot coming here for Osborne at the line. And that one rolls around, wouldn't go. Green with a rebound, and then he's fouled on the baseline. Or did he get pushed out? No, it will be a foul underneath. That Edmonton physicality.
And that's the third Edmonton Panther with 2 fouls. Scholig, Richards, and Graham all have 2.
So Skenevis will have the ball to the left of the hoop. They get it into Osborne. And again, he stepped out same spot as before. And he has struggled in that corner. And so Edmonton will get it back. The little things kind of adding up a little bit here to go against Geneva. Some missed shots, some missed foul shots, and some miscues like stepping out of bounds.
Yeah, they've left quite a few points at the free throw line here in this first half.
And so back down the floor here for Edmonton. Brayman Clark will now dish one ahead for Landon Woost. And back to McEnroe straight away into the paint. Again, takes it inside, and it's partially blocked there. Nice job by Tim Green to get his mitts on it. The Reed in the corner, a long two. Not enough mustard on it. Rebound underneath for Green. He puts it back up. That won't go. And now Edmonton comes out of the fray with the basketball. Good look for Skenevis. Wouldn't go. Edmonton in transition. Here's Clark to the hoop. Hits it and he's fouled. Clark into the paint. Got the runner to go, and he'll head to the line. 5.5 to go in the second quarter, and Edmonton has opened this lead up 23-9 over Skenevis in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball semifinal game. Of course, remember, we will have our second game tonight, tipping off around 7:45. That will be the number one seed SK against 5 seed Morris. Foul's going to be on Ethan Reed here for Skenevis. And so Clark will head to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Clark keeps one.
And so he'll settle in at the line. A freshman, been on varsity all year here, hit that. Boy, if you put him with Gavin Zinger, who they called up from JV, and I did talk to Coach Belden about it. He said maybe he should have been up all year, but he wanted him to get the reps on JV, and it obviously has paid off. Another steal here by Clark, and a breakaway layup is up and good for Brayman Clark, and he's got 5 points. And Edmonton leads 26-9. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Dragons have it at the top of the key. They go high post, and now a foul on Edmonton as they tried to go to Green there at the high post.
And now that's four with two fouls because McEnroe picks up his second.
And we'll see how deep Coach Belden's bench is or if he's going to roll the dice. Looks like he will go to the bench. Jason Reinert will check in here for the Panthers. So you have Scholick on the bench, you have Graham on the bench, you have McEnroe on the bench, all for the Panthers. So
Richards as well.
Yeah, Richards as well. So that's going to be an opportunity here for the Dragons, but a quick steal, and they'll get out of there. Edmonton took it away from the inbounds pass for Skenevis. Clark dribbling through, and he hits it. Brayman Clark is on fire right now. He's got 7 points. He's looking to add to it. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter, it's 28-9. And they're just not stopping that transition.
No, in the last couple of drives, I mean, you could tell almost in front of us, and we're closer to the Edmonton bench than the basket that Skenevis is defending. You could tell from where we were that he was going to the basket and wasn't going to stop. One of the Dragon defenders has to step in front, be willing to give up their body and take a charge.
Clark gets the foul shot. He's got 8 points. And Edmonton has their biggest lead of the game at 29-9 with 4:50 to go second quarter. That's tough because a lot of these Edmonton guys, they put their head down and they're going to the hoop, and you're not going to stop me unless you sacrifice your body, and that's tough. Got to have that guy who's maybe willing to do it. Skenevis with the ball, finding themselves in a large hole, but can they find a way? Another steal for Edmonton. Here's Landon Woost, takes it to the hoop, missed it, second chance is up and good for Gavin Zinger. 8 points for Zinger, and another timeout for Skenevis. It's 31-9. The Panthers running away against the Dragons with 4.5 to go second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 4.5 to go in the second quarter, and the Edmonton boys, 31-9 on top of Skanivas here in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semis. And it's been a nice, good, balanced run for the Panthers.
They've really done a good job getting out in transition and also shooting shots from the perimeter.
I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Greg Bonskowski. We're also on WCDOsports.com tonight. If you're listening there, it's all courtesy of SFCU. We're glad to have you along. Skanivas with the ball. They'll look to take it to the interior. Back out, a three straight away for the Dragons. They leave it short. Rebound for the Dragons. Again, back to Reed. Into the corner, pump fake. And the Dragons about to pull one back out. They got that fresh shot clock to work with. Here is Ethan Reed. And into the corner now for Jackson Reed, and he's fouled as they try to pump it to the inside for Korticus. On the baseline, Dragons will have the ball. Foul is going to be
21, Jason Reinert.
Yes, on Jason Reinert there. Okay, his first. Lance Knievis tosses it in. They go to Korticus. Couldn't get the shot from straight away from about 8 feet out. And now the Panthers have it. A rebound, and they'll walk it up the floor here with Braymond Clark. Clark on the right side with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Edmonton being patient, but they have four guys with really balanced scoring. 8, 8, 9, and 4 for Zinger, Clark, McEnroe, and Richards. Although the Panthers just threw it away, they'll give it back to the Dragons here. But great balance for Edmonton so far. 3:20 to go, second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Product halftime report coming up. Dragons have it. They go to the high post. It's intercepted. Picked off again here by Braymond Clark. He's having a heck of a game. Clark dishes one off. Finds Roost, who puts it up and in. Take it 33-9 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Good unselfish play there by Clark.
Skanivas has it. They go to the left corner here and another steal. This time by Zinger, and the guards are just wreaking havoc for the Panthers. Ahead now for Clark, the freshman duo, unstoppable at the moment. And Clark puts it up and in again. He's got 10. First player into double figures, and Edmonton was on top 35-9. 2:40 to go, second quarter. Reed, left side three, got it. For Jackson Reed, and he's got 4 points.
That was a nice shot. Good square up, nice form. You could tell that was in before he let it go.
Yeah, he's been having a really good year. And good to see him back on the floor after a midseason injury. Panthers have it. They go right corner. They'll feed one back to Zinger and the far side to Roos. Some guys off the bench playing big here for Edmonton. And another hit. The bank is open for Landon Roos. Makes it 37-12 with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Dragons inside. Korticus with a little baby hook. That won't go. Gets it back. Second chance for him is good. Korticus with a nice shot on the baseline there. That's a good stroke.
Got to give a lot of credit to Green, though, for going on the glass, getting that second opportunity for the Dragons.
Yeah, he got the board and kicked it back out. 1:50 to go, second quarter. Here's Braymond Clark. Another take. Rattles in and out. Then a rebound for Skinnymus, and then a foul on Edmonton. So the Edmonton boys on top 37-14. With 1:43 to go in the second quarter. Edmonton going to the bench again as Caleb Zinger will come in. And this is another luxury that Darren Belden has. He's got guys that he can bring in that can help get the job done.
Well, he might need him in the second half with all those guys with two fouls. And they're not going to stop playing aggressively like that, so they're going to pick up fouls.
Reed to the line, and his first shot is good. Jackson Reed now with 5 points. Second shot coming here for Reed. As you said, Coach Skanivas, no seniors on this team for the Cinderella 7 seed. Great experience for them here this year in sectionals. Ball out of bounds. Chasing after it there was Austin Galley. Couldn't quite get to it in time. Went through the barrier behind the hoop there. That went flying. And the ball will stay with Skanivas. They'll find Osborne in the corner. Boy, he's extra careful now not to step out of bounds there.
He almost did again, though.
Dragons try to go to the high post. It's knocked away. Zinger has it. Zinger down the left side. Rolls out. And it's going back to Edmonton with 1:30 to go here in the second quarter. Dragons will get it back. Down 37-15. Skaneva's just needing a little run here before the half, I think, just to try to get some confidence back, make a bucket or two. Right side here for the Dragons. Little jab step there. They go to Osborne in the corner. Osborne baseline. Gets double teamed, trying to fight his way out of it, and it hits off the back of the backboard as he was trying to loft that pass across out of bounds. Panthers will have it here with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. The guys off the bench doing it for Coach Belden here. Some starters in foul trouble. They've been able to be protected on the bench. With a minute to go here in the second quarter, 37-15. Panthers have it. Top of the key here for Zinger, and he threw it away. He was trying to go to the corner there for Caleb Zinger. 56 seconds to go in the second quarter, and I think Coach has had everybody in. Belden, Coach Belden here in the first half as I look down his bench. 50 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Here's Osborne with a good take off the glass, too strong. Rebound up and underneath there for Green. Osborne a third chance, trying to muscle his way inside, and he's fouled. He put it up, and he'll head to the line with 39 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Osborne fighting hard on the inside. So he'll step in. Again, don't forget we have our second game after this. South Courtright boys taking on Morris. The one that I think several local fans have had circled on the calendar hoping it would happen for the last several years. And it just hasn't until tonight. Osborne gets the first shot. He's got 6 points. Looking for another one. And second shot for Osborne is short. And a rebound for the Panthers with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Caleb Zinger down the floor. Now for Gavin Zinger on the left side, and another miscommunication with Roost over his head and out of bounds. Dragons trying to capitalize.
Boy, the Panthers have really been sloppy here the last couple possessions and kind of giving Skaneva a chance to kind of get back in the game a little here.
20 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 37-16. Edmonton has gone cold here after a very hot start to the second quarter. Now a steal. Roost has it. Left side takes it in. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Dragons have it. Home run pass ahead. Osborne's going to take it in, and he will score. And Osborne's got 8. Makes it 37-18, and the Panthers with a half-court heave, but it won't go. Halftime score in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Semifinals. Edmonton 37, Skaneva 18. For Greg Boskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
In Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. They've been delivering energy solutions for over 90 years with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Halftime score here, 37-18. The Edmonton boys are on top of Skaneva. Here's the balance for the Panthers so far. 10 points for Brayman Clark, 9 for Isaac Richards, 8 for Gavin Zinger, 4 apiece for Gavin McEnroe and Landon Woost, and 2 for Preston Graham. So a great balance showing there for Edmonton. On the other side for Skaneva, 8 for Allen Osborne, 5 for Jackson Reed, 4 for Lucian Cordicus. So Cordicus, excuse me. I can't. That's the tricky one tonight here, Coach. So but your thoughts. Edmonton, you know, it was back and forth a little bit early. I thought Skaneva's kind of weathered the storm, but then those three balls started dropping for Edmonton early.
Yeah, I mean, Edmonton scored 24 points in the second quarter. That's a lot of points. In some games, that'd be a good half. They scored that many in one quarter. They seemed to really get out in transition in that second quarter. It was caused by some turnovers by Canevas, some long rebounds, but also the desire of Edmonton to just get to that rim. I think often about when I'm not broadcasting with you and I listen on the air and I can picture it when you say so-and-so was shot out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that's how fast they're pushing the ball off the floor and attacking the rim. And they also, I think, at least hit probably threes in that quarter. So, and Canevas just struggling to put the ball in the hoop. So, you know, the game's far from over. I've seen stranger things happen in a basketball game. So that's why you play two halves. So, you know, Edmonton's got to be concerned with their foul trouble there. But they did seem to have people come in off the bench that contributed.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I've seen Edmonton quite a bit this year. Gavin Zinger, 8 points in the first half. He was on JV for most of the year. Landon Roost comes in off the bench. 4 points for him. They're just bringing guys in and getting nice contributions, even if they didn't score. Austin Galley with some big minutes. Caleb Zinger came in. Jason Reiner came in. Just the luxury of having that bench and a couple of these guys putting the ball in the basket, even when your starters are on the bench in foul trouble. That's how you know it's your night, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Canevas on the other side trying to find some answers here. But as you said earlier, they come into this game, nothing to lose. They're here as the 7th seed. They upset the 2 seed, Milford. Let's see what they can do in the second half. We know from our days in the Tri-Valley that they will play right down to the final whistle, that's for sure. Skaneva's teams have always had heart. All right, it's our Marabito Energy Product Halftime Report here. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Scrutiny in our Main Street studio. Certainly some rough weather coming through the area tonight, so wherever you are out there, stay safe. Want you to make sure you're listening somewhere. Stay safe. If you don't want to come out, we'll bring you all the action here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. All right, halftime score 37-18. It is the Edmonton boys on top of Skaneva. We will have SK and Morris coming up at 7:45. After that, some other out-of-town scores to pass along in the Class C bracket. The Kander boys lead Delhi 22-21 at the half. That game is out of TC3 tonight. And the Oneonta boys go to the intermission with a 29-26 advantage over Lansing. That's in the Class B bracket and is at higher seed Lansing. Oneonta is the 3 and Lansing is the 2. All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Greg Boskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. We also have our game audio archive. Now, It's tough this time of year because we're doing several games a night, so I haven't had a chance yet this week to update the game audio archive. But any game that we do on the air, you can go back and listen to free of charge, all brought to you by SFCU. So I promise I will go to work tomorrow and get those call updated because I know a lot of people want to listen back the next day and hear how the game went. So appreciate everybody listening there on WCDOsports.com. If you need any standings, stats, top scores for our local area, just go to NateLull.com and we'll try to update that as well tonight.
Yeah, there's a plethora of information on NateLull.com.
We will be working on that after the game tonight to try to get you updated as possible. Skenevis has the ball to start the third quarter here at SUNY Del High, trailing 37-18. They're in the royal blue with the gold and the white trim. The seventh seed, the Cinderella. They upset two-seed Milford in a shocker, 62-61 in the second round. Dragons with a jumper in the far side corner. It won't go. Reed with a rebound. Works it back out. Osborne, left side three. Got it. Allen Osborne dials long distance, and he's got 11 points.
Important for the Dragons to get off to a good start here in this half. That's a good start. Let's see if they can get a stop.
Edmiston taking it to the hoop here with Brayman Clark. Hits it, and he's fouled. A left-handed layup. He went down hard. Appears to be okay, but he got that shot to go. Maybe just kind of a little bit of a Charlie horse as he came down hard. Edmiston's in the home white uniforms with the orange and the black trim. And yeah, he's still hurting a little bit as he heads to the line. Clark has got a team-high 12 points.
And again, he just took that ball on the wing, and he was going to the rim.
Just reckless abandon at times, and I admire that in a lot of ways, but, boy, you're going to have times like that where you pay for it. And he steps up at the line. He's a little short, and it wouldn't go. Rebound, Skenevis. Let's see if Clark can shake that off as he walks back down the floor. And now a steal by Edmiston. Richards ahead for McEnroe. Takes it in, and he's fouled. And he got the shot to go down. So the starters are back in, and they're looking to run. They got some extra energy, and Edmiston now leads 41-21 with 7:05 to go in the third quarter.
One shot.
And so this will send McEnroe to the line, and again, he can just get to the hoop so fast. Got that quick first step. McEnroe can't get the foul shot to go, though. And a rebound for Jackson Reed. Here come the Dragons. Reed with a pass across court. It was tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Dragons. McEnroe almost got there in time.
Going to go to Edmiston.
Wow, overruled. Didn't he originally point the other way?
He did. He said white, but he pointed like he was going to stay with Geneva.
So Edmiston's going to get it back here. So the extra effort by McEnroe pays off. And in the backcourt, now into the front court here for Preston Graham. In the right corner as Edmiston goes right to left. They find Clark, extra pass, Richards, corner three, short, skim the side of the rim. McEnroe puts it up on the rebound, and that also won't go. And now Skenevis has it, and they almost threw it away on the outlet pass. They just kept it in. 6.5 to go, third quarter. It's 41-21. I did get an update that the Delhi boys went on a 6-0 run to start the third quarter to take a 27-22 lead over top-seeded Kander. That game's out at TC3 tonight. Skenevis has it to the right side of the floor as the Dragons go left to right. 5 on the shot clock. And here's Osborne trying to fight his way through. Pull-up jumper is good for Allen Osborne, and he's got 13.
Creative shot there. It looks like he was trapped, and he stepped through and kind of shot off 1 foot.
Yeah, right from the right elbow. He got it to go. And a pass inside from McEnroe to Richards, and he finishes. And they're just, I just can't believe the speed sometimes at which those guys play. Makes it 43-23 with 5:45 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Law, joined here by Greg Bonskowski on WCDO. And here's Jackson Reed with an NBA range three, but it wouldn't go. Rebound here for the Panthers. Edmiston still in control, 43-23, trying to punch their tickets to the sectional final. Edmiston boys have it here with Raymond Clark, a pull-up jumper in the paint off the back of the rim. Second chance is swatted out of bounds, and it will stay with Edmiston.
Ryan Springer
is going to come in for Skenevis. And Cody Keeter will head to the bench. Panthers get it in. They find Preston Graham. Too easy there. The kiss off the glass. And it's good for Preston Graham. Makes it 45-23 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dragons with the basketball. They go to Osborne. Left side. Passing down low. Extra pass for Reed, and he puts it up and in. Jackson Reed now with 7 points.
Really nice extra pass along the baseline there for Skenesis.
I like Reed when he's in the post there. He can be tough. Edmonton zips it through. They lead 45-25. Graham shuffled his feet. It's going to go back to the Dragons here.
I think his problem there was he kind of didn't catch the ball cleanly. He kind of dropped it, and then when he was trying to pick it up and gather himself, he shuffled his feet.
We got a timeout taken here by Edmonton. With 4:45 to go, third quarter, Edmonton boys on top, 45-25 on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Oneonta boys up by 3, 40-37 over Lansing with about 4 minutes left in the third. We have several people checking in from that Delhi and Kander game. After that run by Delhi, Kander responded with a 10-0 run, and they're up 32-31 now over the Delhi Bulldogs. So a whale of a game out there at TC3. Now a steal by the Panthers, right side of the floor, and ahead here for Braymon Clark, and we got a foul on Osborne. Osborne can't believe it. I think maybe Clark might have taken an extra step there. It's going to be a foul on Osborne, though. Oneonta and Lansing now tied at 40 apiece. So that game's going to go down to the wire, too, for the Jackets. Winner there will play in the sectional championship game for Class B at the arena on Sunday. Richards in the corner for three, and he's got 14, four threes for Isaac Richards.
Boy, he gets those feet set, he gets his shoulders square, he's got a nice release, and every shot he's taken from the perimeter tonight I thought is going in.
Edmonton now leads 48-25 over Skenevis. Into the corner for Spranger, that's short. Rebound picked up by Osborne off the glass, and he's fouled at the left low block. With 4 minutes to go in the third, and the Edmonton boys in control, 48-25. Osborne back to the line here for the Draper Dragons.
Kevin McElroy, that is his 13th first.
So Osborne will step in.
Osborne will shoot up.
Sophomore guard here, one of the starters. Osborne puts it up, and that shot is good. 14 for Osborne, right around his season average. You can find all our local players' averages under the top scorers tab on NateLaw.com. We update that every night after all games, so the girls' ones are all updated from last night. We'll update the boys after tonight's games. Second shot is good for Alan Osborne. He now has 15. And it's 48-27 with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Panthers have it across midcourt. Again, they're in the white uniforms with the orange and black trim. Skenevis is in the royal blue with the white and gold trim. Panthers being patient on this possession. They go to Clark, left side. Front of the Edmonton bench, into the corner. Finds Richards again, another one. Oh, just not enough under it. Second chance as he tracked down the rebound. Richards into the backcourt. And now Edmonton can reset. They go to Preston Graham. Extra pass down low for Gunnar Scholig. Up and under, and he hits it. First bucket of the night there for Gunnar Scholig. 3:20 to go in the third. It's 50-27. Edmonton boys in control in the sectional semifinals here against Skenevis, and then the Dragons throw it away. Too tall for Kortikas in the corner.
Cody Keeter leads the lead. Turn for Skenevis.
A couple of substitutes coming back in here for the Dragons. Edmonton boys trying to finish this game out here. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. But Morris and South Courtrai boys are now coming out of the stands, heading to the locker room to get changed and get ready for their game. That'll be at 7:45. The Connor Carino versus Tiger Ross battle will be here tonight. Should be a great one. Two of the top scorers in our local area. Edmonton with the basketball. It's stripped, but then they get it back, and we'll have a timeout taken by Coach Belden as Clark had that ball on the floor and had nowhere to go. 2:45 to go in the third. It's 50-27. Edmonton boys on top of the Dragons of Skanivas on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 2:48 to go in the third. Out of the timeout, Edmiston with the ball going left to right as they have a 50-27 lead here. Now a steal by Allen Osborne. Using that track speed down the floor, and he's fouled as he went up for the right-handed layup. Isaac Richards also using his sprinter speed to get back down to catch up with him, but there is a foul. 2:40 to go here in the third, and Edmiston still on top, 50-27. And so Osborne will step in. He's got team best 15 points here for the Dragons. And the first shot is up and good for Osborne. He's come alive here in the second half. He's got 16. And Richards is going to go to the bench. He's got that third foul. And Gavin Zinger will come back in for the Panthers.
But as you said, you know, Edmondson's got such a deep bench. Zinger came in as a JV call-up, and he didn't look out of place at all out there. Fit right in.
Ball rattles in and out on that foul shot. And I think we got a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to Edmondson. So late third quarter, Edmiston going to the bench a little bit here again to help out. Some foul trouble, and now a steal at midcourt by Skanivas. But taken right back by Edmiston. It's a hot potato. And picked up by Edmiston. Here's Clark with a little step through, and he finishes. Raymond Clark now with 14. And it's 52-28 with 2:20 to go in the third.
Another good, strong drive there by Clark.
Dragons across midcourt with Osborne. Down to Cody Keeter at the top of the arc. Keeter, chest pass to the right side for Ethan Reed as Skanivas goes left to right. They try to go to the high post. It was ricocheted. Far corner, Osborne, three, yes, flash for Allen Osborne. And Osborne's got 19. And it's 52-31. Now a steal by Osborne in midcourt, but Edmiston got it back. Ball loose still. Both teams scrambling for it here. And we got a jump ball. Officials calming everybody down there as both teams are really physical going after that one. 1:45 to go in the third. Edmiston boys on top, 52-31. They've been able to kind of maintain this gap for most of the third quarter.
Yeah, Skanivas seems to get a little momentum, and then similar to one of our games last night, I think it was the first game where Cherry Valley Springfield just kind of, every time Skanivas seems to get any semblance of momentum, Edmiston Morris just comes at him with, you know, full force and says, no, this is our game.
Yeah, Edmiston boys here on top, 52-31. Pass down low for Skanivas. Reed couldn't get the shot to go. Panthers will bring it back down with Brayman Clark. Again, 7:45 tip later on tonight for South Courtright and Morris. Two teams in the state rankings, as well as this Edmiston team in the sports writers poll this week. Shot from straight away for Edmiston won't go down. Wolf got his hands on it. And we're going to have a jump ball. Edmiston will keep the arrow with 1:12 left here in the third. We'll keep an eye on that out-of-town scoreboard for you as well. Going to have another update here at the next whistle. High post now for Preston Graham. Works one back out. Schulig, left side three, rolls off the front of the rim. Reed with a rebound with a minute to go. Ball on the floor, picked up by Edmiston. Clark, back out to Zinger, and they'll slow it down. To Graham, And he hit. Preston Grand says, all right, I'm taking him wide open. 45 seconds to go in the third. And Edmonton boys are on top, 54-31. Osborne to the near side, and we got a foul. A reach in there on Clark. All right, 32-31. The Cander boys are on top of Delhi at the end of the third quarter. That's your Class D update. And then, let's see, 44-42 for Lansing with 52 seconds left there in the third quarter. So that came late third. And Lansing and OHS going toe-to-toe there, Coach.
Lansing's up two.
Lansing's up 44-42 in that Class B game out at Lansing tonight. So a couple of those games are going to go down to the wire. Here, Edmonton is in control. They get a rebound off a miss from Skenevitz. And Zinger will come across midcourt to Scholig. Now to Graham. They try to go back up top. Zinger just gets it in time. Far side. We got a traveling violation on Edmonton. As that was Max Bolton who shuffled his feet on the far side. And so it's going to go back to Skenevitz, and they'll play for the last shot here. With 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dragons have it, right side, off the screen. Osborne at the foul line, pull-up jumper. Died on the back of the rim there, just kind of lost momentum. And half a second left, it's going to go back to the Dragons here. Good-looking shot, just wouldn't fall. Panthers just hollering to try to get it in to kill off this last half a second. And they will get it in, that'll do it. End of the third quarter, Edmonton boys lead 54-31. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Jackson Reed with a little pull-up off a rebound for Skenevitz, and he scores. He's got 9 points, and it's 54-33 with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers with the ball going right to left, trying to stamp their ticket to the Section 4 Class D championship game, which will be right back here at SUNY Delhi on Saturday. A missed shot by Scholig. Rebound for Skenevitz, and they're off to the races. Ethan Reed off his leg, out of bounds. Looks like it's going back to the Panthers.
That's been indicative of the night for the Dragons. Looks like you have a breakaway there. You're trying to go in to score a layup, and you just have a little mishap dribble, and it goes off your leg out of bounds, and the ball's back over to the Panthers.
7:10 to go in the fourth. It's 54-33. Panthers have it. And in the backcourt, and they go for Gavin McEnroe through his hands and was coming right here for the scorer's table, but just missed it.
I think they thought you were open. You were going to be open for that jumper.
I know. Well, I don't know if I could help much tonight, but luckily that one stayed away from us and the equipment here. 6:55 to go in the fourth. Skenevitz has it on the right side. They go to Reed, now to Osborne, who's had the hot hand here, and he finishes off the glass. And Alan Osborne has 21 now for the Dragons. About 5.5 to go in that Oneonta game. They trail Lansing 49-47. That's a great game in Class B, and the C game looking really good right now for Delhi as well against top seed Cander. Winner of that game will get the winner of Moravia and Elmira Notre Dame. And here's Osborne trying to put the Dragons on his back, goes flying into the hoop, and we got a foul as he did the little 360 spin in the paint. With 6:25 to go in the fourth, Edmonton on top, 54-35. Again, no quit for this Skenevis team, despite being in a little bit of a hole here. Osborne at the line, and first shot rattles in and out. The end of the fourth quarter, we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And then we'll take a little break between this game and the Morris and SK game, which will be coming up with about a 7:45 tip. And Osborne's second shot hit the rim twice and then popped free. Panthers a rebound with 6:20 left. Cross midcourt here for Landon Woost. They'll pull it back out. Panthers seem very content here, Coach. They just try to chew some clock, try to take care of the ball. Don't see a whole lot of pressing from them now as we did earlier. Richards in the corner, left side, as Edmondson goes right to left. They find Graham, makes the extra pass down low for McEnroe, and he's fouled, and he will head to the line. Strong finish there from McEnroe. That was really physical play.
A great offense by the Panthers. The ball went from side to side, back to the other side, back to the other side, then to the high post. And Graham very easily could have took that foul line jump shot. It looked like he went up to shoot it, and then, you know, little jump shot type pass into McEnroe, and then a really strong finish. Nice offense by the Panthers.
Yeah, really well done. And McEnroe at the line is able to hit. He's got 9. So, again, the balance scoring continues for Edmonton. It's 57-35 with 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Live here from SUNY Delhi tonight. Ball tipped out of bounds and is going to go back to Edmonton again. Panthers trying to book their trip back here on Saturday. And we'll get you some game times on that as well. Again, bodies flying as Edmonton tried to get that ball in. We got a traveling violation. It'll give it to Skenevis. But even in a 20-point game, both guys just dive it on the floor from both sides.
Yeah, you got to appreciate that hustle.
And so on the baseline here, Dragons will have it to the right of the hoop, trailing 57-35 again. Skenevis floating one in to Kortikin. His shot was short. Panthers a rebound. And a head down for Brandon Clark. In transition, finds Richards. He didn't pull the trigger on the three. Decided to hold on. That's smart awareness there from Edmonton.
Time, score, and situation. I like that.
Yeah, willing to just take their time here. Richards in the corner, almost at his pocket pick. It went out of bounds. Osborne's doing anything he can to try to get a steal, anything to get the ball back. Richards in front of the Edmonton bench now. We'll feed one in for Preston Graham. Now to McEnroe. Far side, Raymond Clark, the three. A little too much on it. And the rebound on the missed shot by Osborne. He's looking to run. Osborne ahead for Reed. At the left low block, muscles it up and in. Jackson Reed into double figures now with 11.
Nice move there.
57-37 with 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Now a steal by the Dragons at midcourt. They'll dish one ahead. They find Osborne on a baseline drive. And Osborne's pass at the high post almost picked off. They'll get it back, though. And he gets tied up there with Preston Graham. We'll have a jump ball. The arrow's going to give it back to Edmonton. And that's where you feel like Skenevis feels like they're going to grab some momentum, and then something silly, not silly, but something little happens, and the arrow gives it back to Edmonton.
And you have to give Edmonton credit because they're still playing it as if this was like, you know, a three-point game. They're playing hard.
Panthers have it at midcourt across the Broncos logo there to Preston Graham. And Edmonton, I think, just trying to continue to work clock. A pull-up jumper for Zinger is good. Gavin Zinger off the bench with 10 points.
He's had a nice game.
Yeah, he really has. Kind of unexpected coming in for Coach Belden and his Panthers squad. Here's Reed underneath. He's starting to heat up now for Skenevis. Jackson Reed has 13.
Nice pass from Kortikis on a give and go.
59-39 as we hit 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And a traveling violation for Edmonton. We'll give it back to Skenevis. We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard here. Delhi boys are up 41-35 over one seed Candor with about a minute 20 left in that game. So we'll get you a final score shortly. Left side of the floor now for the Dragons. Back out to Osborne. It's knocked away. Here come the Panthers. Right side for Isaac Richards. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Skenevan. Down the left side. Passing one ahead for Reed. Off the glass and good. And Reed's got 15. And Skenevan still coming hard. McEnroe is able to spin out of it to the far side for Zinger and a foul with 3:30 left. And Edmonton on top, 59-41.
And that'll be four fouls on Osborne for Skenevan. He's just trying to get his team back in the game, trying to get a trap over there, and just couldn't get his foot on the sideline fast enough to cut off Zinger.
Yeah, you got to give it. We mentioned it all throughout tonight's game. Both teams play very hard, and kudos to Skenevan. They certainly haven't given up yet as Edmonton throws it away with 3:22 to go in the fourth as they tried an entry pass to the low post. Stay tuned for the post-game show directly after this game. Then we'll have a small break until we have Morris and the SK boys coming up around at 7:45. We should have some final scores shortly for Oneonta and Delhi. Jackson Reed taking it to the hoop. Did everything but finish there. I don't know how he missed it. Just came up a little short.
Yeah, another beautiful give-and-go. Cortikas with a great pass, and he just missed the layup there. He wishes he could have that one back.
There's
sure.
Raymond Clark inside, and he's fouled. Cortikas with some great passing here for Skenevan, for the big man.
And that'll be all for Alan Osborne. He had a nice night. How many points did he finish with?
21 for Alan Osborne. Tough way to go out for him, but not for a lack of effort here for the Cinderella squad, the Skenevan Dragons. Nice little run in sectionals here for the Dragons. And again, no seniors on this team. Maybe here a year before anyone would have expected.
And lots of 10th graders. Only five juniors. So, I mean, they have one, two, three, four, five, six sophomores on the squad.
15 now for Raymond Clark. He hits that first foul shot. Second one coming. Edmonton boys have pretty much protected this 20-point lead for the whole second half. 16 now for Raymond Clark. It's 61-41 with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Dragons have it again in the blue with the gold and white trim. Going to the left side, still directing traffic, is Cody Keeter. And into the corner for Spranger. Inside for Cortikas, through his hands, and a steal now for Edmonton. Back down the floor here. They find Isaac Richards, left side, as Edmonton goes right to left. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Far side, McEnroe, pull-up jumper, leaving it for Graham, yes. And a great finish on the extra pass. Coach Feldman is going to take everybody out and put the rest of the substitutes back in with 2:15 to go. But Edmonton leading 63-41. And Skenevan is going to go to the bench as well here in the last 2 minutes of the game. Dragons have it in the right side corner. And we'll have a jump ball. And it's going to go back to Edmonton here. So both sides are going to clear the deck and bring in the substitute with Edmonton on top, 63-41. That'll give us a chance to look at the out-of-town scoreboard here to try to get you those final scores. Lansing is up 57-51 now with 2 minutes left in that game against Oneonta. So the Bobcats have put on a nice little run there. So let's see if Oneonta can come back. And we'll try to get you a Delhi score update as soon as possible. That young, speaking of young teams, that Oneonta team, we did their opening round of the sectionals, that game, and a lot of sophomores and juniors on that team. 1:55 to go, fourth quarter, and Edmonton leading 63-41. Panthers have it. McEnroe is still in the game, so he's the lone starter, kind of out there to direct traffic, I would say. Minute 45 to go, good movement here by the Panthers. Zinger, left side. 15 on the shot clock now for the Panthers. Gavin McEnroe in the paint. The floater for him. Bangs off the back of the rim and Skenevan with a rebound. And the Dragons will bring it down the floor with 1:20 left. Next game up will be the Morris boys against South Courtright. You don't want to turn the dial for that one. Must listen game here in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinal. Dragons have it a straightaway three here for Keeter. Off the mark, and out of bounds it goes. Looks like it'll stay with the Dragons with a minute left. Again, we'll have our three awards coming right up here. As McEnroe is going to get the final whistle. So he'll be out now, and Coach Belvin has gotten everybody into this ball game tonight.
1 minute.
A really nice performance here by the Panthers. Well balanced. They played hard. Good contributions from lots of different players.
Now a steal here by Edmondson. The breakaway layup for Gavin Zinger won't go down, and then Caleb Zinger got really nailed on that rebound opportunity. Appears to be okay, though, with 50 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. And we'll hope that Caleb Zinger's okay, or he's being talked to by the officials at the foul line. Appears to be okay, so he's going to take these shots. With 50 seconds left, this will be Caleb Zinger, the junior, at the line. His first shot is good. But he's feeling all right. And the second one coming. Caleb's shot rattles in. Good shooter's touch there. And it's 65-41 with 50 seconds to go. And Edmondson boys, the three seed, will punch their tickets to the sectional final with head coach Darren Belden. They'll play the winner of Morris and South Courtright, which was our next game. Steal now by Edmondson in the backcourt. Ball loose on the floor. Panthers will have it. They'll slowly walk it up the floor with 30 seconds left. Panthers working it around one last time. Zinger with a shot from the outside. It won't go. And it's Knievis. We'll walk it down the floor. And Keeter tried to get inside. It was taken away. Max Bolton with a breakaway layup. Bolton goes up and is able to hit the shot. And he's fouled. Bolton's got it, and he'll head to the line. Give us a chance again to look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. 40 seconds left, and Lansing ahead of Oneonta, 62-56 in that game. And that Delhi and Kander game is going to come down to the wire, so I don't want to give you that update until we have it. And Edmondson, a turnaround shot here. We got a double dribble on the Panthers. Giving it back to Skanevich with 6 seconds left here. And Edmondson on top. Skanevis looking for one last shot in the corner. Will they get a shot off? They will, and it's short. That'll do it. 67-41. The Edmondson Panthers are moving on to the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Skanevis, a game-high 21 points for Allen Osborne. He was tremendous for the Dragons. 15 for Jackson Reed. 4 for Corticus, and 1 for Ethan Reed. On the other side, for Edmondson, 16 for Brandon Clark, 10 for Gavin Zinger, 9 for Gavin McEnroe, 14 for Isaac Richards, 8 for Preston Graham, 4 for Landon Roos, 2 apiece for Gunnar Scholig, Caleb Zinger, and Max Bolt. So great balance for Edmondson there. Time for the three awards. Coach, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll wrap up this broadcast before we take a break with our three awards. Starting off with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. Raymond Clark, 16 points for the Panthers. Let's give him the Outstanding Offense Award. He had a really hot second quarter there, Coach, where he really took off and helped Edmondson build up that lead.
Yeah, he was a big reason they scored those 24 points in the second quarter. He's fearless going for the basket. Somebody's just got to step in front of him and take a charge if they want to stop him. If not, he's going to go to the rim and either make an and one old-fashioned three-point play or just get to the free throw line. So he did a really nice job tonight for the Panthers.
The Lansing boys hold on against Oneonta, 64-59. So that's the final score there. Lansing over Oneonta, 64-59. And this Delhi game is going right down to the wire here against Kander. Kander has the ball with 14 seconds left, and Delhi is up 43-40. So we'll keep an eye on that while we are doing our final awards here. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. Coach, I'm going to call an audible here. I meant to give Brayman Clark the defense award. Let's give Isaac Richards offense. He hit those threes, went from the outside. So we'll give Isaac Richards the offense, and we will give Brayman Clark the defense award. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Isaac Richards certainly got them going early. He made those two big threes. I think he finished with, what, 15 points?
14 for 14 Isaac.
14 points,
yeah.
And he made 4 3-pointers. He certainly was a key factor in getting the Panthers off to a good start here in the sectional semifinal at SUNY Delhi in a gym that, like you said, neither team had been in a while.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and a community partner. We're going to give that to Alan Osborne tonight, 21 points. He was kind of the heart and soul of the Dragons here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, he played exceptionally hard. He really did a good job on both ends of the floor, I thought, and kind of kept his team in it. Only a sophomore, and as we said, Cinderella story for Skenevis here. The Clipper doesn't fit any longer for this season, but they certainly have a positive future without a senior on the roster and a lot of sophomores there. So very productive season for them, especially at the end of the year with some big wins. So a lot to look forward to in the next couple years for the Dragons.
The Delhi boys hang on for a 44-40 victory over Kander. So they take down the one seed, and they will play the winner of Moravia, who is very, very good, and Elmira Notre Dame, who is also excellent. That Class C bracket for the boys is a gauntlet. But congratulations to Delhi. This is something that program has been working hard on, and they take down the one seed here tonight, 44-40. We will have some full stats from that game shortly. All right, Coach and I are going to take a break. Our final score here, 67-41. The Edmiston boys defeat Skenevis. Our next game is Morris and SK. If you're a Class D fan, this is the one you've been waiting for about 3 years. So we'll be back with that. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studio in Main Street in Sydney. And we'll be back in just a few minutes here from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance